Thanks, Chair. Thanks for me. My name is Andy Walsh. I'm the General Manager of FC United Manchester. Just want to explain to you first what FC United Manchester is. We're a community benefit, member-owned co-op, set up specifically to make sure that football and sport is used for the benefit of the wider community. We've won the Co-op Excellence Award for our community work, and we're widely regarded for our innovative community engagement activity. The funding for this facility brings forward a groundbreaking community share initiative. Yes, there is national and indeed international interest in this proposal precisely because of the homegrown regenerative benefit that this staging can bring. We also understand that there are local concerns, and we've taken great care to make sure that those concerns are taken into account. We've been to the planning department and we've read the letters of objection. Those concerns are about fear about what such a development could bring, and those fears are understandable. And we've done a lot to address those concerns and have delayed this application to make sure we can take due note of those concerns. We've held half dozen drop-in sessions, delivered up to 50,000 litres to 12,000 homes in the area, and there is huge public support for this in the local area, as well as a degree of opposition. The concerns regarding parking and disturbance are understandable, but those will be 25 to 30 days a year, effectively 1 month out of the 12 months of the year. For the rest of the time, this will be a £4 million community facility open for the benefit and use of the community. FC United is renowned for its volunteer engagement as well as its community engagement. We've made sure that the facility is landscaped sympathetically and complements the local area. We've placed the staging building deliberately away, as far away as possible from the local housing. Sydney Jones Court, a local residential home for elderly people, already has a football pitch at the rear of that building. And we've added an acoustic barrier to reduce the noise impact to those residents in particular. We're committed to further consultation in the local area. We want to be long-term partners and good neighbours. We're aware of the site covenants on the area, and we believe that we have satisfied those covenants. We've been in correspondence with someone who's identified themselves as being from the Ronald Johnson family. The fields are named after Ronald Johnson in commemoration of those who died in the First World War. And that member of that family said to us that they believe the FC United vision could be described as a 21st century version of what was originally envisaged in the bequest of the land to the people of Manchester. Chair of the committee, I ask you to approve this application. Thank you.